Welcome to Parc Jarry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Paul Popovich. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Miller. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Miller. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marv Stahel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Wagoner. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Wagoner. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Day reaches second base with a double. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger bunts towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Day moves to third. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Day tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball four. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Expos. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stale for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley strikes out. One out. Brock Davis pinch hits for Bob Miller. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Gura now pitching. Mike Wagoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagoner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Day bunts towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. Wagoner moves to second. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wagoner scores. Gosger moves to third. It's 3-0, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards second. Popovich scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Wagoner covering, for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Gura covering, for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale is 0-for-1 in the game. Stale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey juggles the ball. That's an error on Bailey. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hickman moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel fields it and throws to second for the out. Hickman moves to third. Two outs. Willie Smith pinch hits for Larry Gura. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Colburn now pitching. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine strikes out. One out. Mike Wagoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagoner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wagoner hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Day is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Popovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Cubs, 3, Expos, 3. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-2 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dan McGinn now pitching. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley bunts towards the mound. McGinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Callison moves to second. One out. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Jim Colburn. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callison scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley strikes out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0-for-2 in the game. Stahel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Regan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Popovich hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. John Strohmeyer now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a line drive towards second. Stahel catches it and tags Santo out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Mac Jones pinch hits for Bobby Wine. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Hahn pinch hits for John Strohmeyer. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Jones moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Day bunts in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to third. Hahn moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones scores. Hahn moves to third. Gosger moves to second. It's Cubs, 4, Expos, 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reagan fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Mac Jones now playing left field. John O'Donohue now pitching. Ron Brand now playing shortstop. Jim Gosger now playing right field. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 3 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Callison bunts towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0 for 3 in the game. Stahel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reagan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks pinch hits for Phil Reagan. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brand scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to third. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Mike Marshall now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Williams moves to third. It's 5-4, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Cleo James now playing center field. Joe Pepitone now playing first base. Bill Hans now pitching. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ferry pinch hits for Ron Brand. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Popovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Day hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gosger for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.